beyond. But now she was stuck on Coruscant, or had been until his arrival. She had never expressed any unhappiness about her relative confinement, but he could only imagine how it must feel. The droid factory felt as though it belonged. Wherever it came from, that was where it had wanted to be, and Lorin had killed it. Perhaps, he thought, that had been a mercy. More voices, this time with blurry faces. Human men and women. Shigar didn't recognize any of them. He made out some words, though, including the Hex's furious catch-cry. It was being chanted by a group of people, including a woman of middle years with short, ashen blonde hair and intelligent eyes. Her hand was raised above her head. She was shaking her fist at the sky. But it wasn't a sky at all. It was a roof. She was in a large space with a tubular tank at its center, filled with red. Shigar didn't fight the vision. He just told it, "I want to be inside her head." And he was. He was enfolded by a turbulent flow of thoughts and sensory impressions. He tumbled, slightly in awe of how easy it had been. Nothing like this had ever happened before. Perhaps there was something special about her, this Lima Zandret. For it was indeed her. He was buffeted by her rage. He found strength in her determination to live unfettered. He grew weary at the understanding that all things must eventually be compromised or die. He felt satisfaction at all her achievements. He wept at the mingled love and loss of a child. Shigar looked through her eyes at the world she had adopted for her own and felt pride tinged with worry and an intense desire for revenge. "We do not recognize your authority!" And there it was at last. Everything he had been looking for. The dense metallic world, rich with change and vigor, where no one would have looked for it in a million years. His eyes snapped open. He didn't feel the pain of the cuts to his palms. He had forgotten the various aches and pains of his body earned the hard way on Hutta. He felt only a degree of gratitude that he had never experienced before, blended with a powerful sense of achievement. Climbing to his feet, he hurried to the crew quarters. Lorin was already fast asleep. He thought about waking her to tell her the news, but reined in the impulse. She deserved her rest. He could thank her later. Ula and Jet were in the cockpit. He clambered up the ladder and burst into their conversation.
"I know where it is."
"The world?"
asked Ula, looking up in surprise.
"Yes, I found it."
"Good for you, mate," said Jet. "Got some coordinates for me?"
"Not exactly," Shigar said. "But I can describe it to you. I think it'll be fairly easy to pin down."
"Well, great. I'm very tired of the view here. Take a seat and we'll get started."
Shigar felt his sense of triumph ebb slightly at the thought of what lay ahead of them.
"What?"
asked Ula, staring at his face.
"Is there a problem?"
"You could say that."
Their faces fell in unison as he told them. Finding the planet was one thing. Getting there would be another entirely.
Chapter 26.
Specialist Pedesic looked up as Axe walked into the quarantine bay. The space had been transformed. Large pieces of equipment hovered over the dissection table, connected by thick cables to the bulk cruiser's main processor arrays. The remains of the Hex had been splayed out.